episode 152 of Game Over Nation. Is that right, Gabe? Do you know?
It is right.
Yeah, okay.
I was a little disappointed you didn't know yourself, Ryan.
Because we did 151 twice. I am your host, Ryan De La Rosa, and joining me in this podcast tour de force is Gabe Philbin.
Fuck. I hate you.
And Dylan Roush.
What are other great like box quote bait lines?
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like riveting is usually up there.
Yeah. But that's just like one word.
Yeah.
You could use that anywhere.
Yeah, tour de force is like I think that's probably the best.
That doesn't count as your one.
You know, I've noticed that there's been a big decline of two thumbs up and two paws up, two horns up, like all the variations of the two blank up.
Yeah, anything you might have,
mm-hmm.
whatever appendages and extremities,
yes,
you may be putting up in approval of a thing.
There's been a severe decline of that.
I miss it. I guess let's start with
Dylan's also here.
I know, I said Dylan.
He did introduce me.
Okay. I was too.
He was too wrapped up in his tour de force.
Yeah, so forceful. I was just touring all the duh.
So what's going on? What's going on this week, guys? What you guys been up to? Gabe, you go.
Why me? Oh, okay.
I'm guiding this, so I can't be like, all right, me first.
I guess first thing, we might start recording on Sunday now because Javi will never stop working.
It's true.
It's true.
It's not because of 24 this time.
That didn't last too long, though. That was like 2 weeks, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then we realized what a mistake we'd made. Oh, God.
Back to Mondays.
This week, what have I done this week? I played a bit more Sunset Overdrive, just getting all the challenges down. And those are really fun. Just testing out your skills of the mechanics. It's really entertaining. And I just want to play as much of that game as I can. I really want everything about that game I love. But beyond that, Dylan, Javi, Rachel, who else? Dal and Surge. We finally beat the fucking Destiny raid.
Woo!
After, what?
Take that,
Vlog. 3 weeks, I think. Is that right, Dylan?
Something like that.
3 weekends of attempts.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and this time it went super smooth. We beat it in like under 2 hours. And had very few glitches at the final boss, which was nice. So at least there was that. And now I don't have to play Destiny anymore. I'm so happy. Or at least until the next raid attempt. Because the raid is really fun. Like, it's really fun at the same time. I think I said this, like, the first time we recorded after we tried the raid. Of just, like, why didn't they have this sort of variety, like, anywhere else? Like, at all. There's not a single bit with the dink in all of the Vault of Glass. Not a single deploy the dink, protect the dink, none of it. It's great. there's a very big correlation between less dink interactivity and more enjoyment. Right. So keep that in mind, Mr. Boongie. Mr. Boongie. You know, the guy who runs Bungie.
Oh, Boongie. Gotcha.
Yeah. Beyond that, working on the next video, which comes up on Thursday. And Javi, Rachel, and I saw Big Hero 6 yesterday. And that was... it was good. There was, like... it's really weird watching movies now, and there's just, like, straight-up, like, raw expository dialogue. Like, one of the first lines of the movie is, you graduated high school when you were 13 years old, and now you're here? And it's like, wow. Wow, you didn't waste any time with that one, buddy. That's the best way you could have told me that information. It's like, there were a few instances of that.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We had
technical issues.
But we're back, we think. We hope.
Yeah.
So, where were we?
Until more shit breaks. Just Big Hero 6. I think it's worth seeing. It's really colorful. Really cute.
Yeah.
And seeing what the original comic was, because Big Hero 6 is a Marvel franchise, and just like looking at some of the panels from the original comic, it's like, wow, I don't know how they thought to make a kids movie out of this, because one of the characters' names is Wasabi, but in the kids movie, it's just a nickname for the guy, and in the actual comic, it's actually Wasabi No Ginger.
See? I get it.
Yeah. I get it. Totally.
Yeah.
So clever.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So, oh yeah. Boy, that joke sucks.
So like I don't know who saw this and were like, this would fucking kick ass for kids, man.
Well, I mean, there's always jokes like that in it. The kid that's for the, because the parents have to take the kids, so you have to entertain them too.
Yeah, but like, they changed like every pretty much like every character to be a bit more suitable. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. It's kind at the end they kind of like let it be open for a sequel. So I'd be interested in seeing where they go because. They just need, like, better writers. That's, and then it's like, I would totally be down for a Big Hero 6 franchise.
So you didn't like it?
Well, so Javi and I pretty much have, like, the same opinion about it. But I think I liked it a bit more than Javi. Which is weird, because I usually hate everything.
No, you usually love everything. It's your favorite thing of all time.
Your favorite thing of all time is thinking things are your favorite thing of all time.
It's not wrong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also on that lovely excursion to Pacific Place, Javi and I grabbed some
shitty games. Went to
GameStop, and we had a goal of getting finding games we've never heard of.
I'm actually disappointed that you guys didn't get your original thing now.
Sonic Boom.
After telling you guys, no, it's a bad idea, guys.
No, we're gonna get it. Like we really want to play Sonic Boom. And we will, for all the wrong reasons. But
I didn't even know that was a game that existed.
Yeah, it's a very not good game that exists. Actually,
it's the new Sonic 06, Ryan.
Is that bad? I don't.
Oh, do you not know
Sonic 06, Ryan?
I don't play Sonic games because they're bad.
Like, well, Sonic 06 is like that. That's like the poster child for unfinished games. If you like Battlefield, you'll like Sonic 06. So Javi and I got two games each, and it was the most embarrassing checkout of my life. Because it took the woman behind the register so long to find this game because I'm sure it was buried at the bottom of the garbage bin. I asked her if it was at all possible to not put this on any sort of record in the store that I purchased this game.
Are you gonna divulge the details, the deets?
I don't know. I don't know if I haven't talked that over with Javi. We're thinking about doing something with these. Think that could be fun.
Oh God!
By the way, Gabe, Battlefield 4 was finished. It just couldn't connect to the internet. The single player game worked fine.
Well, I mean, it deleted your own save, but.
You know. It never happened to me.
It never happened ever.
It worked as much as Ryan Leaf.
Topical.
Current.
And I think that's the majority of what I've been up to. Got Dragon Age Inquisition lined up, ready to go after this. So.
Yeah.
Excitement.
Dylan, what about you?
I can't let him play it by himself, so I have it too.
You're just curious. You think it's gonna be good.
You're throwing that out there as your excuse, but you just want to
play it. Don't use me as your
Gabe cannot take this journey without his Sam.
Share the load.
But it's alright, I've got better games installing on my PlayStation right now.
Like?
Grand Theft Auto, for instance, I'm going to be playing that.
I'm almost 95% sure I will enjoy Dragon Age Inquisition more than I'd enjoy Grand Theft Auto.
See? I...
See how fucking wrong I am all the time?
That's a really poor opinion.
Guys!
What is
guys,
it?
Guys, right now there's a graphic on Twitter from the Sports Pickle the records of every Titans quarterback. And the winningest one is Vince Young at 30-17. Every other one has a losing record.
Oh my lord.
Kerry Collins, Rusty Smith, Matt Hasselbeck, Zach Mettenberger, Charlie
There's a quarterback named Rusty Smith?
Jake Locker.
Is he
Ryan
a cartoon character?
Thank you.
This has been your sport minute.
And the caption is 30-17. Be more ashamed, loser. Titans are good.
Where were we?
I don't know. Dragon Ryan Age. Ruined it.
Dragon Age. We were talking about me being an idiot.
And Grand Theft Auto.
I was telling you your opinion was poor, probably.
Probably. Well, I mean, if having a poor opinion is what it takes to know that all Sonic games are terrible.
See, I want
that's the price I pay.
I don't want to play Sonic Boom. I want to see you guys play it and just completely fall through the world.
God, I watched the Giant Bomb quick look, or parts of it, for Sonic Boom, and all the dialogue in that game is just, like, saying what they see. Like, look at those pillars!
So it's wow, like, that's it's an like ocean. Having Solid Snake along. Metal Gear.
Sonic Boom has the same storytelling as Metal Gear Solid.
Perfect.
No, it's just basically Solid Snake with wearing blue paint.
I really hope it ends with Sonic crawling through a microwave tunnel. That'd be great.
Climbing a really long ladder.
as in the background, you just hear, "You're too slow." All right. That's enough Sonic Boom talk forever. Until we play it. So look forward to that.
What else, Dylan? What else you got?
Not much else, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't played much.
We played
much
a lot
this
of
week.
Destiny.
Yeah, we were playing Destiny just getting ready for the raid. That's mainly what happened this week.
I didn't have much else to play, really. I got home, and then I just kind of hung out, and then I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bit of a lull in games until tomorrow happens.
Pretty much. I think this and Smash Brothers is the last games I intend to buy for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on cue, the podcast starts recording, a smoke alarm in my building goes off, so you're welcome for that.
Beautiful!
Sorry, someone outside revved their engines.
So everything's kosher.
Every week.
Everything's kosher.
Yep, everything.
Just need my dog to start barking at something, and we're all
the
set.
The tour de force of all the shit that happens.
I'll count it.
Yep, yep.
Gabe is still off the board.
Yeah, I gotta get on that board soon. Alright, Ryan, what have you been up to?
Me,
other than brewing beer.
That's really mostly what I've done, is I brewed two batches of beer this weekend.
God, we really suck at video games, guys.
I know, right? Yesterday, I went over it, had some, the girlfriend got in an accident, so I had to go take care of that, and so that was pretty much my Sunday. So that kind of took any time I had. I don't know why last week was so damn busy. It seemed like I had something every night. I played a little bit of the Master Chief Collection.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I beat Halo 1. I did that.
Nice.
It's not as long as I remember.
What did you play it on?
Just normal.
Normal. Yeah, that's what I'm doing this time. Because when I bought Halo Anniversary, I put it on Heroic first. And I got, like, partway through the game, and then it was just like, fuck this at some point. Like, I mean, I probably could have, like, kept pushing through, but I don't know. I just don't know if I have the patience for it anymore.
The Master Chief Collection's so... It's, like, the best HD collection I've played.
Yeah, it looks
like, it's
good.
Just so well set up. I mean, other than the multiplayer issues, but we'll get into that.
Have they sorted that out yet?
Wednesday is when the patch comes.
Because, yeah, like, when I got it.
I haven't actually tried the multiplayer yet at all.
Yeah, I hadn't either, because I got it, you know, the day it came out, and I was playing that night, and my buddy texted me the next day, my buddy Britt, like, one of the guys that, like, that was one of my, like, Halo buddies back in at the original, you know, we've played every Halo game together. He texted me, and he's like, hey, could you get on into any matches? I was like, I didn't try, but apparently he got into, like, one, and then it was, like, 20 minutes to get into another, and it, like, wasn't holding groups together. It was just, like, kicking everyone, and you had to start again or something. I was like, damn, that's no good.
Yeah.
My theory is that they were just trying to recreate the XB Connect days. Just a nostalgia
those
thing.
Were great.
Yeah. Gabe was, like, 4.
I remember it.
But, yeah, it sounded like it was rough times. But, yeah, it's cool to, like as soon as I turned on the game and I tweeted about this, it was just, like, the music hits you and it all those memories come flooding back from, like, playing Halo back in the day and, like, going to wait in line at midnight for Halo 2 and all those nights of just, like, sitting, like, in my apartment, like, on Xbox Live with a bunch of my friends, like, having a full 16-person group, like, playing private matches. yeah, man, we used to have some fun with that shit. So, that's really all I've had time to get into. Did I play anything? I feel like I tried something on the PC, but maybe not. I guess not.
Did it sound like a TIE Fighter?
No, I haven't had a chance to play that anymore either, which is fucking disappointing. And then all these games are coming out, and, like, my friends today were like, hey, so anybody getting Dragon Age? And I was just like, I can't buy anything right now. Like, I'm never going to finish the games I currently own.
You're going to turn into Surge, who just keeps buying games and has, like, an entire bookcase full of sealed games.
Right.
That he intends to get to one day, but then just gives to other people because he realizes the sad truth that he'll never play them.
Yeah, I need to just, like, take, like, a month off. I'm going to play games.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The year's almost up. I'm only a month and a half left.
Yeah, I know, right? That's crazy.
Finish this stuff up.
It's like, holy shit, it's going to be December in, like, a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That is not cool, you. When's the next game show? Like, award show?
There's the Game Awards. I think it was December 5th.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, and we're back again.
Don't judge me. I'm already dead.
Editing this is going to be great.
I think we got to figure it out, maybe. Finally. Maybe finally, possibly.
Doesn't I'm pulling the plug on the whole thing. Game Over Nation is dead.
Yeah, just killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it. I'm drinking a beer called Mother-in Lager. It's a great name.
Liar's Lager.
What? That doesn't...
Did I ever tell... I've never told you that story, Ryan. Ooh, yes. I told Gabe that story for the first time the other day. Okay, back when I was working at Target, I was at the part of the conveyor, like, unloading the truck where we were, like, scanning all the stuff coming out, and if needed, I had the forklift, I would take it right in. Anyways, the two other guys that were up there with me, one of them, he was an avid beer drinker like me. Mm-hmm. The other, he was deeply religious man. Mm-hmm. So I'm a fan of Evolution Ale. And I asked my coworker, I was like, hey, have you ever had Evolution Ale?
I see where this
and
is
he was like, no, I haven't. And the other guy turns, he's like, you mean Liar's Lager?
First of all, dumb. There's a difference between a lager and an ale, stupid.
I and I was like, that. I was like, oh,
Oh. I never thought about it that way, Jim.
Some people forget that.
I just love that. Fucking evolution ale.
Liar's lager.
Like that. Like at that speed, it makes me think that he's said it before. Like that's just been in his bag.
Yeah,
Liar's Lager. He's been waiting for it. He knows I was a beer drinker, and he saw it at the store. And he was he's like, I know he's gonna drink it, and he's gonna ask about it.
Liar's Lager is their Passover seasonal.
I would actually, that would be amazing.
Oh man.
Oh, that's funny.
So let's get into news.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So remember, this might have been as long as a month ago, but the Gabe Newell death threatener who left the studio that he made a game for, and he is now back with the studio because they decided that is what's best. They've also revised their policy of like public interaction, and they're going to be, their company as a whole is going to be more about making games instead of the people making games, which in short translates to, I promise I won't send death threats to gay men anymore.
Ah,
God.
Can we?
Aww. It's all right, Ryan. There's a whole slew of people that are into indie development. You know, one of them is gonna fuck up and say something. They can't help it on Twitter. Twitter's their big, what is it, the milk crate that you set on the ground, and then you stand on and use your dunce cap to go,
Twitter's
hey,
the
world,
unstable
I'm
mind,
a fucking
isn't it?
Dumbass!
Twitter's the world's dunce cap. You're just on Twitter having a good time, and the next thing you know, Fez 2 is canceled.
And then someone says they're gonna kill you, you're going to die.
You're gonna roll up my dunce cap? Suck my dick! Choke on it!
Put me right in the pussy. Thanks. Thank you, Jameis. Thank you, Jameis. Jameis Winston, everybody. And Jameis Winston.
You
just
ruined
came to
my
house.
Whole fish joke, by the way.
Sorry.
You had to steal my fucking crab legs out of the store and walk out with them.
I'm sorry.
My fell fish
Dylan,
is
you know
now evidence.
There's a reasonable response to this. Send Ryan a death threat on Twitter.
Yeah. I sent Gabe one a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, last time we talked about this, Ryan said he's going to kill me.
I like your thinking, Philbin.
So, moving right on. Motherfucking Just Cause 3 has been announced. No trailer or anything yet, but it is well on its way. It's been in the works for a while now. And it's the same guys that made Just Cause 2. But do you guys remember, like, years ago, like, shortly after Just Cause 2 got released, they registered justcause4.com? They just fucking skipped 3.
Right.
I wish more companies would do that. I want the next, you know, the next game to be... Just skip ahead. Uncharted 6, come on.
There's that famous Wii game that I don't know the name of that just started at number 2 because sequels sell better. It was some, like, shovelware garbage and just started at number 2.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
When Penny Arcade wrote that comic called Paint the Line, well, it was called Paint the Line 2, and it was the sequel to a made-up movie that never existed. in a world where international conflicts are settled by ping pong.
can the movie be real?
I wish.
That sounds fantastic.
It was a Cold War era movie too.
Great. Okay, nowadays it'd be like Putin via
we already
Obama.
Got that movie.
Ping
it was Rocky IV.
No, it was called Balls of Fury.
Oh, that too. I was thinking, because they solve world hunger, I mean, and the Cold War with Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant movie. And I can't wait for Just Cause 3 because I really like latching onto propane tanks and then flying up into the sky. and never doing a story mission.
Right.
Or any mission, actually. just load it up for like 10 minutes, fuck around, like, that was fun. I'm going to go away now.
Right.
Right. Well, in games that came out instead of just getting announced. So Assassin's Creed Unity.
Is it a good game? Is it better than Sonic Boom?
Well, it's a technical masterpiece, it sounds like.
A technical tour de force.
Yay!
Oh, God. So there's a lot with Assassin's Creed Unity. First up, the review embargo started becoming public knowledge that
Ubisoft knows their games are shit, so they make sure that they can sell as many copies before the consumer knows their games are shit.
With Unity, the embargo was 12 hours after the game's midnight release, which is very strange. I've never seen that actually be done before.
Usually,
the latest is just the release of it.
I was going to say, it might be pretty prevalent, depending. We just don't know.
The latest embargoes I know of are just like day of release, and then there are other ones. I remember the prototype, the game, back in like 2009 or something. They didn't send review copies, so the reviewers didn't get it until the game came out.
Nothing says you're unconfident in your game than putting a review embargo of 6 hours after
the 12 game hours.
12 hours.
Yeah, so that was something that started getting circulated the day
and
before,
you know,
pretty
they
publicly.
Had good reason to be scared or unconfident.
Oh yeah. And then the reviews start coming out.
Disconfident.
lack of confidence. Anti-competent.
Yep.
And the reviews start coming out. They're not as expected. Not great. And
they're worse than not great.
Yeah, but I will say I'm very happy because there are some fucking hilarious bugs.
My favorite is he gets stuck on an invisible wall in the middle of the street. Have you seen, like, he puts his hands up and, like, he's up against a wall?
Well, like, Assassin's Creed has always been buggy.
Yes, it's been buggy, yeah. But this is a whole new
beast. Then, yeah, the games have always been buggy, so a buggy version of a buggy game is real buggy.
So
Watch Dogs was buggy.
The most famous one that I saw getting circulated the most was where the face texture just doesn't load, and it's just this terrifying mouth-eye beast. So it's just like cutscenes of just eyeballs and a mouth with gums and no lips. So it looks like that fucking thing from Hellboy.
Jesus. Maybe this'll convince people that Assassin's Creed is not very good.
I've been saying it for years, you fuckheads.
Yeah, we have some people who continuously buy it year after year. Not naming anybody, Fozzie.
Don't you mean Fazio Auditore?
Sorry. Fazio Tour de Force. You're welcome.
I think that's a thing we should start doing with the podcast, just like decide on something like stupid. Like,
it would be now you gave it away, Gabe. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I'm kidding.
They totally haven't caught on now.
They haven't caught on to what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that game was super buggy, and this morning my buddy Chuck sent an email because he has not stepped into the current gen yet, so he is playing Rogue.
Mm-hmm. A game that had no review copy sent out.
Right, and
I bet Rogue is better than Unity.
Well, it's black. He said it's Black Flag. It's just the same game. He said they barely changed anything.
That's what I heard, yeah.
So it's functional, it's, though.
Yeah, apparently it's functional, but it is the same game.
Is there a big wall of microtransactions? That's
that's the other thing.
That's
about
what
it.
Bothers me. A game that's this unfinished, buggy,
well, they need
and disconfident.
Can we just call it incontinent?
Incontinent.
They are incontinent about their game, and they dare to put microtransactions in it.
So no,
well,
they
need the money to pay for the patch.
So the whole thing with the microtransactions is they weren't active for reviewers. They weren't in the game when people were reviewing it. So an update added the microtransactions on launch day.
Wow.
So they were like, reviewers won't know about this.
Yeah.
If you buy a Ubisoft game and you're part of the reason why we get this.
And so this
you're part
is...
of the problem if you continue to buy Ubisoft games after this.
And like this whole thing is kind of it's just kind of showing Ubisoft they kind of look like they're in the shitter of just like development, like the developers know that this was buggy as shit, but they probably didn't want to launch it, but like they have to because Ubisoft says so, and Watch Dogs got delayed however many months, like last minute, and was still buggy as all shit when it launched. And like something's going on with their dev teams and management there, it seems. Like a lot of people are saying, or not a lot of people, I've heard some people say that Far Cry 4 is incredibly disappointing. I've heard some people really enjoy it. To me, it looks exactly like Far Cry 3, which should be fine.
Don't buy it though, Gabe. You're feeding the problem.
I'm not getting it, at least not right now. I've got other shit to play, Dylan.
Thank you.
But they've got like the standard Ubisoft formula of just open world, whole bunch of crap to do in it.
Here is the Ubisoft formula for me. There's a big map, and there's lots of little icons all over it of things I don't want to do.
Yeah. And like
that's a Ubisoft game in a nutshell for me at least.
And all their major franchises are doing that now.
They're all
the same thing.
Carbon copies of the same, I guess, and format, just with maybe a different genre thrown in.
And like, there's a while ago there was just like a fake review of, I think they just titled the game like Ubisoft game. I forget where it was. But like it actually like lined up with everything that's happening. Like it's just weird to see this sort of like development train wreck happen.
Yeah. Okay,
across a publisher.
Did you play Black Flag at all?
A bit at Hobbies.
Okay, after each mission, it had like the mission rating.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like completely bullshit?
I don't know.
Or was that just to push their stupid fucking meta game of you're a game developer?
It just seems really weird.
You know what the most telling thing is these games are all being developed at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're not the same teams. So they're not learning from previous games' mistakes.
Well, so what it.
That's,
what it kind of seems like
is. That's
what
bothers me, is you get the same fucking complaints that you had 3 games ago because they were working on the game at the same time as those guys. And what the fuck?
So what it seems to me is that.
How do you not learn from anything over fucking 7 years span?
their franchises, like, they'll throw something out there. Like Assassin's Creed, and it doesn't review great. Like it gets okay reviews,
but
and
the Assassin's next game won't fix
and then
anything
Assassin's
because
Creed,
it was made by a different team.
And Assassin's Creed 2 gets better reviews, like pretty good reviews. I still don't like Assassin's Creed 2 because it still has all the problems I have with Assassin's Creed 1, but it reviews better and it sold better. So then they just like stuck with that. They stuck with Assassin's Creed 2 for Brotherhood and Revelations. They threw in that multiplayer mode. And, like, they just stick with that formula, and then that started to, like, die down a bit, so then they threw in the ships. And then they did the ships for a couple games. So it's like, they just get what, like, they get, like, one thing that people say they like. And then they just keep, like, they just fucking roll with it. Like, you look at the development cycles for the Far Cry games, like, Far Cry 2 came out in 2008, Far Cry 3 came out in, like, end of 2012, I think. December 2012, and now Far Cry 3 is coming out 2 years after that. Like,
they just want this shit out there. It's like, it's kind of reminding me of Guitar Hero.
I don't know. This is, see, Guitar Hero remained decent at its core. This is really just like a rotten core.
They really broke it. Like, I don't know how you keep making the same game and still not have the bugs out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what kind of what I meant, Ryan. Because these guys weren't the same ones that worked on the people from Black Flag or 3. So you don't, if the game's already being made and they don't kind of go over what didn't people like about this other one? Well, we don't know. That's a different team.
Like, it's just like, and it's frustrating that it sold so well.
Are you telling me a development team of supposedly hundreds of people?
Unity was like multiple teams. Fuck? Like a crazy amount of people worked on Unity. And it's like, maybe like,
I'm mad. That's
part of the problem.
People on my friends list playing this right now. I'm angry about it because they have no desire to better the franchise, and yet people fucking eat it up. This is the same kind of mad that people were like during Call of Duty. Oh, it's the same thing every year.
Yeah,
they improved things.
Yeah, though. But also like,
also the games worked.
I don't know why, like, it's a bad idea. Like, I know that it's a big undertaking and they're trying to speed up the production, but like involving as many studios to piece up the work as Ubisoft did for this game, like, that's a bad idea. Like, just like doing what I do, like, it probably doesn't even have as many moving parts. Or maybe it has more. I don't know. Well, but I've never developed a game. But when you start sending stuff to other places and you're trying to coordinate all that, like, it becomes a nightmare.
Like things are going to get lost in, like development translation, pretty much.
And there's going to be inconsistencies, and it's hard to QC consistently, like, do QC QA consistently. Like, it's difficult. Like,
I'm even wondering,
it's better to take longer and keep it in house.
Do they even have a fucking QA at this point?
This makes me curious where Assassin's Creed goes from here. Like,
same way it's been going. I don't see an end to it. Like, I guarantee Unity sells well.
Oh yeah, no, it definitely already has. Like, it's Assassin's Creed. It's going to sell
well.
And
that's disgusting.
Yep. Like, Assassin's Creed, when no one knew anything about it, sold well.
No,
and it was
offense.
Fucking garbage anyway.
No, I'm gonna, real talk here. If you bought this game and you're listening, you're a fucking dipshit.
Take that, dipshit.
We all make mistakes, listeners.
But yours is just the worst. Yours,
you know, to just run down a few.
No, I mean, I've done stupid shit in my life. I've bought stupid fucking games.
So now, so you have to acknowledge your mistake. Now, this is the process of making mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. No one's perfect. Like,
I haven't made as stupid mistakes as Javi. He asked me to get him Sonic the Werehog for his birthday once. That
Sonic
was
Unleashed.
Look, yeah. if you bought Unity and you would like to repent, send me an email and we'll read it on the air. Just send an email to Ryan at gameovernation.com.
You're gonna save this, you're gonna
telling
save
us,
them to me, and they're gonna be like, fuck you.
Yeah, telling us how sorry or unsorry you are. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and mail them to me and I'll suss them out and we'll read them on the air. So if you're having buyer's remorse, or you think Dylan's an idiot, just send me an email.
and dipshit.
We'll, yeah, if you think he's an idiot and/or dipshit.
Or a tour de force.
Or, yeah, send an email.
That's not
to,
even the right use, you fucking idiot.
Send an email to Ryan at GameOverNation.com with tour de force in the subject line.
Tour de force.
I'm going to text Fonzie right now. You dipshit, you brought Assassin's Creed.
Gonna be completely out of cut. He's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Listen to this podcast and you'll know. Yeah, like
I'm serious. If you have something to say about what Dylan just said, send me an email and I'll hang on to them till next week and read them.
My gut feeling says Assassin's Creed continues on like the annual path that it's going. Like I bet, like there's probably at least two more Assassin's Creeds in development right now. And
I think that was confirmed, wasn't it?
Yeah, like in some form of development. Like I'm sure, whether it's confirmed or not, like. There's no doubt in my mind. And I wonder if after this, they like if they slow down a bit or like make the game smaller so they can bug test more and just like fix it, because like character models are like collapsing on themselves in this game. They're just like in a pile of their own body on the floor.
Did you just see Rachel's latest tweet? About where our fearless leader is.
Let's see. Okay, we'll give everyone a hobby update.
You want me to just read it?
Yeah, okay. I got it. Hobby.
Okay.
Okay. Hobby came home drunk on Amazon party booze, and now he's screaming about the climate.
How much beer do they have there? They had beer there the other night, too. And they were having a different party the other night.
I guess when you work late, they take care of you. And now he's screaming about the climate.
God damn it. So, there's Assassin's Creed Unity. The the enigma that is the Assassin's Creed Unity.
The Ubisoft cycle begins anew.
Yeah, we'll see how Far Cry 4 does, and like if that works. So... and where shit goes from here.
See, I was actually interested in Far Cry, even though it did look exactly the same. Which, I know. I won't buy it.
I think Far Cry 4 looks fine. But,
did like, I just, say 3?
No, I think you said 4. Okay. But just looking at it, like, it is Far Cry 3. Like, I saw some added things, like you can shoot while driving. And that was the only thing.
That's new?
I think.
I thought you could do that in Far Cry 2.
While driving?
Like, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, maybe. you could read the map while driving.
Yeah.
Which was a pain in the butt. Pretty cool, actually. that game's problem was the checkpoints.
Man, Far Cry 2 should have been so fucking good.
If you remove those checkpoints, it's actually really good.
Yeah, like, Far Cry 2 is... like, it is amazing, but it's just, like, bogged down by stupid decisions. By, like, the malaria or whatever it is, and, like, the checkpoint system. Not system, but just the like, military checkpoints.
The malaria and the checkpoint system. What?
So, yeah, we'll see how Far Cry goes from here. But are you guys excited about Dragon Age and Live in India? Because if you are, I have bad news, because the game is not being sold in India for having a gay character in it.
Oh, no.
You got that wrong, actually. They clarified that.
Oh, they did? Oh, has that
been
changed?
It's not the gay character.
Oh, it's not? Oh. What is it?
It's the Christian character.
No, it's all the sex in the game violates their obscenity. So you can probably bet now that The Witcher won't be there either.
It's all the fucking white people in that game. I'm tired of that shit.
White people and fucking. Hashtag Dragon Age. Not abide by.
See, Gabe, this is where false reports leads to bad reporting by you.
This was on an Indian website that I read.
What I read came from EA.
Oh, well, then we should definitely trust the one from EA. That's probably right and true. That article probably has 14 bugs in it.
How'd you even read that site, Gabe?
What? The Indian site? Well, it's an American Indian.
It's probably culturally insensitive to just refer to it as that.
DNAIndia.com.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so the quote from EA is, in order to avoid a breach of local content laws, EA has withdrawn Dragon Age Inquisition from sale in India, and the game is no longer available for pre-order.
Yeah, they said it was it violated their very vague obscenity laws.
Yeah, so what this article says on DNA India is the cancellation of the release happened because the game contains a key male character who has a homosexual orientation. Apparently,
and
players
a really
can...
bad-looking mustache, I might add. That mustache looks penciled on.
Freddie Mercury, he is not. And it says, apparently players can choose to have a romantic and sexual relationship with him only if they play as another male character. So, regardless of the reasoning, the core of the reasoning is sex, and then the logistics of that sex are apparently up in the air. But you can't get it in India anymore. So, if you are in India, apologies. And you like Dragon Age, that is. So.
Yep.
There you go. And I thought this was interesting. So, do you guys remember Shadow Complex had, like, that secret alternate ending? Where you could just leave.
The like fast ending.
Yeah,
you just turn around
the alternate ending where you just go back to your car and bail, and then Nolan
That's
North
really
says
cool.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
That's pretty cool, actually. I want to buy it just to do that ending.
So Far Cry 4 has something similar, and it has an alternate ending apparently about 30 minutes into the game.
But it hasn't been found yet.
No, it has.
Okay.
Yeah, how else would they know about it, Ryan? Jeez.
Well, maybe EA just told people, hey, it's there.
I know general
who
details.
Makes that?
Of it.
I don't even know.
Ubisoft.
Yeah.
We just went over this, right?
Yeah, I know. But we talked about so many fucking games and companies. We bounced around a lot.
So should I go into the details of this, or would that kind of be spoilers?
Don't spoil it. Okay. Don't spoil it.
Okay. But I think that's kind of cool. Some people I saw were like, "That's dumb. You can beat the game in 30 minutes." It's like it's like silly little alternate ending, and you're like half an hour into the game.
It's
just
like
start it over.
I wish more games did that, where they ask you, "Are you want to save the world?"
Well, like what you have to do to it.
Well, game doesn't start until you say yes.
Pretty much, the only way you're gonna get this is if you try to get it. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like you have to just like sit there. I think it involved, like, sitting still for, like, 13 minutes or something like that.
Seems legit.
Yeah. So I thought that was a cool thing. That's the sort of Easter egg that's not around in games too much. So Ubisoft got something right.
Hooray.
As we said earlier, Master Chief Collection has some multiplayer issues with the matchmaking. And there's a bug fix coming out on Wednesday. So if you've been having trouble with that.
You know, me and Harris discussed buying a one just for this collection.
And I really like the Xbox One.
See, I'm curious, is it worth... Because we were like, man, what if we buy the one just for this and then it's announced to come out for the PC?
It's not coming out for the fucking PC.
What if?
The last game that came
out... I've got my noose ready.
I'm just gonna leave that as it is. Jeff Keighley is paying for the game awards out of his own pocket, everybody.
Awesome.
So, get ready. So those Dorito Crumb covered dollars and that scent of Mountain Dew are paying for this award.
He was doing it all for us.
Yeah.
He was taking all them fat paychecks for us.
I'm excited. Are you excited? Can you hear it in my voice?
I don't know what I want it to be. Like, I don't know if I want it to be a train wreck or if,
want it to be a train wreck. I want more Joel McHale.
There's no way Joel McHale's gonna be there. There's no way.
They're just gonna get the creepy guy from Too Many Cooks. He's gonna host it.
Remember that time that Felicia Day tried to, like, cut the watermelon with the sword, and she was just wildly swinging the sword on stage? What happens when you let go of the sword and you stab some man in the chest?
Or when Neil Patrick Harris almost launched a chicken into a bunch of pigs?
Torn that chicken apart.
Still more forgivable than his World of Warcraft sex jokes.
God damn it.
Way more.
Like, pigs will eat anything. I saw Deadwood. They would use pigs to dispose of bodies.
Yep.
Factually also, correct. Deadwood.
And Snatch also.
Man. Mm-hmm. So, I guess in other Far Cry news, they have said that there will be no Blood Dragon for Far Cry 4, but they hinted at something a little similar. They said that...
they're going to milk that, too?
They said, hopefully we'll be able to surprise you with something else just as much. So no, there won't be Blood Dragon 2, but it sounds like they want to try something different, but also crazy. So I don't know. I mean, Blood Dragon came out of fucking nowhere, so.
Yeah, I wonder what they could base. Yeah, it's not like it has to follow any pattern. That was just like, it's in our engine, but it's weird.
Well, if it's from Ubisoft, they'd like to follow patterns, as we discussed earlier. So. Mm-hmm. And last up, Bloodborne has been delayed to March. Just kind of sad, but it's only a month delay, so.
I had a weird conversation with Harris. I'm not excited for Bloodborne, and I don't know why.
I don't get it either.
I look at it, and I'm like, I really like Dark Souls. The same for me.
So, yeah, well, what I like about Bloodborne so much, or just, like, from what the premise seems to me, is that it's a lot less defensive than Dark Souls. Like, Miyazaki talked about how one of his biggest problems with the Dark Souls franchise is how whenever you enter the room, the way you enter it is just, like, with your shield up and just, like, on like, your guard at all times. And he's like, I don't want that. I want people to be, like offensive and just, like attack. So, like, that's why when you lose health, you have time to get your health back. Like, I think that's such a cool healing system. So, like, if you get hit, you'll like lose part of your health bar, but you'll have like, I think it's like three or so seconds, and if you attack the enemy in that time, you'll like regain some of that health that you lost. And I think that's really cool. And like how I played Dark Souls 2 the second time through, like it was so much more fun without a shield. It's a lot harder, and you got to get really good at rolling, and it's just so much more entertaining. So less defensive is more exciting to me. So that's why I'm really, really looking forward to Bloodborne. The only thing I'm worried about is just that the environments get really samey. From all we've seen so far, it's just that one like big, I don't know,
cathedral
like,
looking thing.
Yeah, like that like dark Victorian setting, which looks cool, and like the monsters look fucking gross and cool, and there's like this weird squid cat owl thing on top of a clock tower. I'm very excited for Bloodborne. Yeah, just like with that one little worry that it'll have a lack of varying environments.
Well, given the conversation we just had about some Ubisoft games, it's probably good that they delayed it. we shouldn't complain.
Yeah. No, I mean, delayed games, it's like sad at first, but, you know, do you want a working game or do you want
Unity? We're pretty overwhelmed this holiday season anyways.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna need time. Like, fucking today, or not today, tomorrow, we have, what is it, we have Far Cry 4, Dragon Age Inquisition, Grand Theft Auto 5, and then at the bottom of that pile is Little Big Planet 3.
You guys remember Little Big Planet? They're making another one. It comes out tomorrow. I guess today.
I'm pretty sure we got a question about Little Big Planet, so we might just be able to segue.
It's
a
question, hey, Sony, did you advertise it? Oh.
Hey, Sony, when's Little Big Planet 3 coming out? Oh, now? Oh, right now.
They did that with Ratchet and Clank, A Crack in Time as well. And that ended up being one of my favorite games on the PlayStation.
Yeah, like, Crack in Time got no advertising. Figure. It's like, Jesus Christ, Sony. Right, let me just get Facebook open. I think Justin Doss asked about it. Excuse the clicking.
His brother linked me an actual trailer from Sony.
And I was about, like, Little Big Planet?
Yeah, and I was like, I ain't seen this.
I saw the E3 presentation, and I was like, that's kind of cute, but I don't care.
I did see a commercial for it this weekend on television.
So it does exist.
Yeah, I think it was on Saturday during like college football. It came on, and I was like, oh, hey, look. No. So, well, now people know about it, but no one knew about it beforehand.
All right, so Justin Doss asked, what's up with the limited amount of marketing for Little Big Planet 3? Welcome to Sony and their marketing strategies for their franchises. Like,
they don't do it.
Yeah, that's the short answer. Like,
they're like, hey, everyone, buy our console. And their console is the best-selling console right now. But
like,
do they have any games? I don't know. Do you?
Like, Infamous 2 got, like, nothing, and it launched at the same time as, like, E3, so it just got fucking buried. Same thing, or not the same thing, but, you know, Little Big Planet 3 has got no marketing. Little Big Planet Karting came and just launched out of nowhere. No one fucking knew about it.
One of the Infamous games had the same thing going on, right?
Yeah, I said Infamous. That was the first thing I said, Ryan.
Jesus Christ. I thought Infamous got a big push at E3. That was like their...
Infamous 1 got a thing at
E3. Infamous 2 did.
It launched at E3. Like, it launched like the week of E3.
Oh, that's right. It launched part of their
montages and shit.
Yeah, but it just got fucking buried in all the other news, and it had no marketing beforehand.
It was above E3. It was the big banner.
You sure?
Yeah, but it wasn't advertised at all up to that point. Like, that's the same thing Little Big Planet did.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So it was released over E3, and that's when they started advertising it.
Man, that's fucking stupid.
Like, the only ad I've seen for Little Big Planet 3 was when I went to the PlayStation Store tonight to go download Dragon Age Origin. Or not Origin, Inquisition.
Hey, by the way,
would you look at this?
BT dubs.
So they don't market it, and then they launch it the same day as Far Cry 4, GTA 5, and Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah. Yes. Real smart.
10 out of 10.
Way to go.
It's good to know that Sony is very interested in pushing their franchises.
Yeah. But, because, like, that's... their lineup this year, as I think I've said the last few podcasts.
They'll take cheap shots at other companies for
I said before we started recording, like, the PS4 is my least favorite of the three next-gen consoles. If you... Like, yeah, I consider it the Wii.
I can't say that because I don't have a one, but I probably will agree with you.
Sunset Overdrive is better than anything on the PS4. Like, that's just the long
fact,
and short of it.
That's a fact.
That is factually correct. Yeah, like, the PS4 has just been disappointing for me. Like, I guess it's been unambitious. It hasn't lived up to expectations.
It hasn't impressed me.
I'm not sad that I got one. Like, I don't regret getting one, but I think it's fair to say.
With how much people were like, yeah, it's the one that they're full of the gamers.
It doesn't, like, the...
Greatness waits.
Fuck you.
Hey, you know what's great? That shit I took earlier when I was on my phone reading sports articles.
I don't. Okay. And Justin also said, want to do the Vault of Glass again. So, with Justin, we had 5 people. And he hopped into our PlayStation party and was like, oh, Justin, come do the Vault of Glass with us. And he's like, actually, I'm in here to ask you guys if you'd do it with me. And we're like, no, we've got 5 people, you know, we're going to do it together. And he's like, well, I've got like 3 other people, I'm going to do it with them. And I'm like, all right. And he leaves the party. And then I start texting Dal, and I peer pressure Dal into doing the Vault of Glass with us because he's doing homework. And he comes in.
We might have cost that guy his education.
And we're all getting ready to do the vault. And then Justin comes back and he's like, guys, I need one of you to help me with this. We lost one of our guys. And we need one more person to finish it. We're like, no, we need everyone here. You sowed your own fate. You didn't do it with us. We're not going to do it with you. And he stayed in there for like 10 minutes just asking us, just begging us to come help. We're like, no.
He also asked me if I was poor. Which I didn't understand. I was eating peanut butter and drinking Kool-Aid. And he's are you poor? And I was like, what? I like peanut butter.
And Kool-Aid. You put some Everclear in it.
I actually put whiskey in it sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. Prototype, what would you prefer to be LEGO's next game? Jurassic World or DC vs. Marvel Superheroes? Jurassic World.
Ooh, Jurassic.
Jurassic
World. No, just the Jurassic Park, like, quadrilogy. Is that a word?
Sure.
We're going with it. Yeah, definitely.
We're going with it.
I'd go Jurassic Park.
They did the Indiana Jones trilogy. Why not a quadrilogy?
What was the other option?
DC vs. Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah,
definitely Jurassic Park. Yeah, me neither.
Well, because they already got, like, Batman and shit, and, like, yeah, Jurassic Park. Dinosaurs, yeah.
Yeah.
What are your opinions around the story of people making Smash Bros. On a TI-84 calculator? I meant to look this up because I had not heard of it. Has anyone heard of this?
Yeah, I heard of it, but I didn't.
I have a TI-84.
I think I had a TI-83, but it's in a box somewhere in a basement far, far away.
Yeah, I have a TI-82.
It probably controls better than the 3DS version.
Less lag, too.
Better online connectivity.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that's going to look like on a fucking TI-84 calculator. But yeah. It, you know, cool. Like, that's interesting, for sure.
The only game we had was that Drug Wars game. I don't know, did anyone want to play that?
I didn't know there was games on those.
I knew people about, would program.
It was like a text adventure where you were a drug dealer.
The one I knew about was like a puzzle game where you like move boxes.
I would just type boob and turn it upside down.
Yeah. Well, boobless. On a TI-83, you could just type it.
Yeah, it's true.
Next level. Mm-hmm. Right, what amiibos do you want to own? Both announced and unannounced figures. Well, I got, like, amiibos, the release versions look a lot lower quality than...
Yeah, they do. The That's original. Why I went with Disney Infinity.
I haven't actually looked up what's available and what's coming out. I don't even know.
They look really, really inferior to the prototypes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like... That's
unfortunate.
I think, Dylan, you were saying, like, their swords are, like, bent already.
They're... Yeah, because it's like that soft plastic.
Oh, no.
So Link's and Marth's swords are just kind of limp in the middle, which you never want a limp sword.
Whatever could
I
you
get
be
it. Like,
about?
I get it. It's like a dick.
Oh.
Thanks, Ryan. You ruined my tour de force of a joke.
It wasn't that good to begin with.
But yeah, it just... And then Peach's like dress, it before it looked like the I guess details were all like inlaid into the plastic. Mm-hmm. It's just like painted on.
Weird. That sucks.
Which I mean, that was to be expected. They were prototype versions, but it's disappointing.
That's what they were selling everyone on.
Considering the Disney Infinity ones are really high quality, well, good looking.
Yeah, the Skylanders ones are too. Like the figures are pretty baller.
I would definitely get a Midna figure though. Not the fucking crazy stupid humanoid Midna. Fuck that. I want a little tiny Midna that rides around the wolf. I'd get that.
That's really weird, Gabe.
Midna's the shit, okay? I'd get a Midna and a Tetra, but those will never exist.
They're both awful. You're awful.
I don't know. I haven't seen them all yet. But, like, yeah, Link's on, like, a weird piss-colored plastic block. And then they used, like, just big plastic pieces to hold them in the air. And Link's is piss-colored. Huh. And, like, Fox is on, like, on an ice cube.
It's super disappointing that these look so terrible now, because like I didn't care about their game functionality before. I would just like get them because like they looked pretty good, you know, when they were first revealed. But now I don't care. Like, it's kind of lame. I would have been fine if they increased the price and kept the same quality, like if they bumped it up. But yeah, dumb. What are your thoughts after week 11 of the NFL?
Super Bowl bound Chargers.
Gonna have to get Ryan Mallett a third hand for all the rings he's about to win.
you know who said something about that once, Ryan?
Who's that?
Ryan Leaf.
Well, Ryan Leaf was a bust a year out of college. Like, this is a little bit of a different situation.
Ryan Mallett's been brewing all these years.
He's been the hammer waiting to strike.
The iron's hot.
Exactly. And he also seems a lot more mentally stable than Ryan Leaf was. That guy was a shit show.
Knock it off, Ryan.
Knock it off! Don't talk to me, alright?
The last question Prototype has is in regards to the Jurassic World promotional site. Did you guys see that?
I saw you sent the link to it.
That was so cool. I love marketing like that. Like my last job before working at Microsoft and Playdate, excluding Playdate, my job before... The one I have now, I pretty much like just looked at business websites and found information from them, and this is just like fucking spot on.
Well, it's cool too. It kind of reminds me of some of the like ARG stuff that Halo did.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I like the website for Days of Future Past for Trask Industries.
Man, it like Rachel sent that to me, just going like, "Oh my god, it's happening." And yeah, that got me pretty excited. So that was super cool marketing. And that's all the questions we got, Ryan. So why don't we wrap this up before the podcast breaks again?
Whatever. It's fine.
It's all broken.
All right. If you want to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com. That is where you will find the podcast and anything we one day decide to write. And the videos that Gabe makes. You can also find those videos at youtube.com/GameZeroVernation. You can go to Facebook, give us a like. It's facebook.com/GameOverNation. You can also find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. So I guess those are the places to go, and that's it. This has been episode 152 of Game Over Nation. I guess.
New video on Thursday. See ya.
New video on Thursday. It's a Tour de Force video.
Tour de Force. Tour de France.
Bye.